This
is Sideline Buzz with your hosts Kyle Keplin and Aubrey Smith, bringing you weekly fantasy advice and top sports news. Let's get it. All right, episode 3. Let's get started. Same thing as
everybody.
Yeah, welcome back. Same thing as last week and the week before. Going through the divisions right now before the season starts. So let's get into it. Bills got a new D coordinator, Leslie Frazier.
This is AFC East. This is the toughest division in football right here. This was the hardest thing to do, I think, so far.
Yeah.
It's Leslie Frazier, huh?
It is. This one is tough, yeah. Leslie Frazier, D coordinator. Re-signed a lot of their defensive players. I mean, they're a solid team. They just need to put it together. They're kind of like the Chargers, I think.
Yeah, they didn't do a whole lot in free agency.
No, not like, really, no.
The only thing that they did is they drafted that one tight end for Dalton Kincaid. He's probably the best tight end in the draft. I don't know how good he's going to be, but...
Right.
Well, the Bills really didn't do much.
Yeah, it was kind of a quiet offseason. They signed Latavius Murray. They released Isaiah McKenzie. They got cornerback Cameron Dantzler. So listen to this, because I'm going to bring him up again. They got Cameron Dantzler, and then they waived him on an injury settlement.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know exactly what that means, but I'm imagining like he got some sort of payment. I'm assuming he can't pass his physical or something. I don't know.
So he's not even on the team anymore?
No. They signed him, and then they released him like 2 months later.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's really weird. They signed some new offensive linemen, too. Josh Allen got the Madden cover this year.
Oh, no,
guess
what
that
curse.
Means. Yep. Got the Madden cover. So, yeah, Madden curse. So, listen to this. This is this is taken from a blog entry by Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN. 56% of Madden cover athletes saw at least an 80-point decline in PPR in the season they were selected.
Fuck.
Among those, 37% suffered significant season-ending injuries.
Wow,
that's an insane
fucking
stat.
Huge number.
Yeah, like, that's a crazy stat. That's super high. Like, way higher than it should be. Yeah. So, but there's been some really good ones to come out. Like, I think Barry Sanders is on one, I think. Or Dion, maybe. I can't remember.
Fuck, that was like, what, 30 years ago
then?
Yeah,
but, I mean, he didn't have a bad season. So, I mean, there is ones that it works out for, so we'll see.
Do you remember that one kid that was on the Madden cover? He was from the Browns. Peyton Hillis.
Oh, Jesus. Peyton.
Do you remember that?
I remember him, but I don't remember
him
being on
the... He got
the
Madden cover?
Was it him?
Yes.
Oof. How'd that happen?
He had a fucking amazing year. I can't remember his stats or what he did exactly, but he was a stud that year.
Really? I remember that name. I remember him, I guess, but yeah.
Because he played for Denver for a while, and he was just like a role player there. And then he went to Cleveland and found his place.
That's interesting.
For a season.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. How about the Dolphins?
Dolphins. They didn't really have too many notable moves that I knew.
Yeah, they were really quiet, too.
Got rid of Mike Gesicki. That was probably their biggest move that I saw. They still have the best wide receiver duo in the NFL, I think, with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
And then with Tua playing, this team, depending on Tua's health and concussions, this team could make a run at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, they have the tools, but yeah, Tua's health is going to be a huge one. I mean, he gets one concussion this year, I think he's out for the season.
I think.
I mean, he has to be, right? I think
he
might be retired, right?
You
have one concussion.
Yeah, some guy to do it off one, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, Jesus Christ. We can't forget what happened last year.
That
like,
was it, some it, of the...
We can't... That was some of the most disgusting shit I've seen.
Yeah.
Like,
it was
terrible.
Disgusting. That's a good word. It was disgusting.
He's on a one-year contract. Tua is. So, I mean, they're going to see how it works out, I guess.
Yeah, they're going to let him...
They also signed wide receiver Robbie Anderson. So, I mean, that adds some depth, which is good for them.
Yeah, at least it'd be a veteran presence in the locker room and stuff.
You know, a little bit bigger guy for maybe some red zone stuff. But they revamped their defense a little bit, and they signed Eli Apple, to cornerback, to a one-year deal, too. So
yeah, he's kind of at the end of his career,
too. He is, yeah. Yeah, he is. But he's still there. I mean, he's still good. Is that all you have for them?
Yeah, I didn't have much for that team either.
Yeah, let's go to the Patriots then.
Patriots, without Tom Brady, and they're just done now.
Yeah,
I mean, only notable moves they had, they got Juju Smith-Schuster, which is whatever.
Yeah,
you got Zeke, which is whatever.
Yep,
that would have been a cool signing 5 years ago.
That kind of fucks over fantasy wise. That kind of fucks over people that were kind of high on Ramondre Stevenson. Yeah,
yeah.
Because I was thinking he was gonna have this is gonna be a good year for him.
Where now it's probably gonna be,
50-50 maybe.
Yeah, first and down for first and second for Ramondre, and then Zeke comes in for the fucking goal line shit.
Exactly, he'll be a goddamn vulture.
Yeah.
They signed Gesicki, like you said. They also, they got a sneaky pick this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or not even pick. I think he might have went undrafted, honestly. They signed a wide receiver out of LSU. His name's Kayshon Boutte. And the year before this last one, so 2 years ago, he was an absolute fucking stud. Like, Justin Jefferson style, like, may have been better.
So what happened?
Jamar Chase level, like, his last year, they got a new coach, didn't mesh well with him, new quarterback, and he ran a lot, wasn't super consistent, but Boutte also has a problem with his routes, his route running. He's not the best route runner, so I think if he picks that up, which... I mean, the NFL is going to make you a better route. You know what I mean? It's going to happen. I think he could be super, super sneaky.
If anybody's going to get something out of nothing, it's going to be Bill Belichick.
True. Exactly. And this is a great place for him to do that. But he had a great season. And, I mean, like, he was first round top five after that season. It was crazy. What else here? Not much else for the Patriots either, honestly. Jets
signed. Jets had probably the biggest offseason.
Yeah.
Just some of the notable ones other than Aaron Rodgers. I mean, obviously the biggest one, they got Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Mecole Hardman. I mean, they have really veteran wide receiving core. Maybe a year or two past their prime, though, but they have a defense that'll back it up.
True. But I like bringing in the veterans. They're all on, a veteran men probably? For contract wise, so it's not really costing the team a lot, but they're bringing experience to the locker room, and
especially to a young receiver by the name of Garrett Wilson from last year's Offensive Rookie of the Year. You know, having all those veteran guys around, that's only going to help them.
Yeah, exactly. Dalvin Cook signed too, but that's going to be running back by committee. You know, they got Breece Hall, he's a stud, and they got one other guy, I can't remember who the hell it is. Maybe they got rid of him, but he was good too because he was in a 50-50 with Breece Hall last year. They got Randall Cobb, like you said, Aaron Rodgers, Alan Lazard, all ex-Packers. I mean, obviously, Aaron Rodgers had a lot to do with that, I would imagine. They signed a lot of defensive line players, so I'm assuming that's for depth more than anything, but they re-signed a lot of O-line players, so they have a lot of confidence in their O-line, I guess. Who? What team was it that the left tackle just got injured? It just flashed across the screen earlier.
Oh, I didn't see that, dude.
Yeah. Anyways, how about their records?
Well, I'm going to start off with my worst place team. I think in the AFC East, it's going to be the New England Patriots.
Yep.
Their team is going to rely solely on how well Mac Jones does, and I don't have a lot of confidence in that.
And how well their defense is.
Yeah. And that's suspect too. So they're gonna be in fourth place at record 7-10.
I got them at 6-11, but I have them in fourth. Yeah, they're just the Texans of the AFC East to me. You know, when they're
pretty much.
What about third place?
Third place, I had Miami. They got the best wide receiver duo in the league, like I said earlier, and everything's solely based on Tua's head injuries. If they don't have any more. And he plays a full season.
Mm-hmm.
Miami can make a run to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I have them finishing third place, 10-7. Tua goes down.
Fuck.
I hate to say that because I like the guy and I want to see him succeed, but I just don't see it
Yeah, I didn't factor in that possibility to my decision. So I have the Dolphins at one actually, but I have a tied for second.
Tied for second.
I have the Bills and the Jets 10-7. But I have the Dolphins at 12-5.
12-5.
What do you have for second then?
Second place I have the New York Jets. They're going to go 11-6.
Okay.
I think this is the year that the Bills actually go to the Super Bowl. I'm making my AFC pick.
Mm. Interesting. That's you're taking the Bills?
I'm taking the Bills.
Coming out of the AFC.
Yep.
Oof. Dude, the AFC is stacked.
Dude, I'm fucking huge on Josh Allen.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's got it. Ah, I don't think he's got it in him, honestly. Maybe it's the coaching. I don't know. I just don't. Something's not there for me when I'm looking at that. But yeah, I mean, when I was looking at their schedules, though, this was hard to pick.
It was kind of.
It was really hard to pick because like there was so many games that could go either way. Like a lot of 50-50s with these teams because they're good teams. You know, like the Bills in Kansas City. Like that's a 50-50 game.
See, with my record with the Jets, I've figured a lot more early season losses until the
The
team kind of meshes together and they have like a late season run.
Yeah,
that's in my mind what I was thinking.
I mean, honestly, that is good thinking. I mean, yeah, for sure. Let's move on to the NFC. Cowboys. They released Zeke.
Fired Kellen Moore.
Yep. Slapped Pollard with the franchise tag.
Cut Zeke.
Yep. They also got a great cornerback signing in Stephon Gilmore in a trade with the Colts.
So I'm not too huge on that anymore. Like,
really?
I mean, he's a name. He was really good. He was really good.
Yeah.
He's at the tail end now, too.
Yeah, but I just think these guys still have a couple years maybe. They got Brandon Cooks too from the Texans in that trade. That could be kind of interesting.
That'll be a nice second option behind CeeDee Lamb, I think.
Yeah, because Brandon Cooks I think was kind of in that what I think Michael Thomas was doing thing too with the Texans.
The Texans wanted him to be number one, and he's not a number one.
Well, and he was nursing an injury and trying to come back from it, and I just think he wanted out. I think he thinks he's better. You know what I mean? Like, and I think he is too. Remember when he was with the Rams?
Yeah.
Before you even heard of Cooper Kupp, like Brandon Cooks was the man.
Yeah.
He was getting 14 targets a game. You know, like he's one of those guys. So, but you know, is he at the end of his career? Is what the question is, I guess.
And a lot of the success of the Cowboys is going to be how well Dak plays.
Yeah. Yeah, god damn, there's
sometimes
a lot of questions.
Sometimes he's fucking awesome, then other times he just looks like a pile of shit.
He really does. He's very up and down. And it just seems like he can't get those big moments. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. He's there, but he just falls short.
Yeah, just...
all the time. Like, you're just like, we have a chance.
This is it.
And yep.
Nope.
Fuck. Yep. I should have known better. You know what I mean? It's tough, but... I really just don't like the Cowboys anyway, so fuck them. But they signed running back Ronald Jones too, and just for some depth behind Pollard. That's actually a pretty good signing.
That's a guy that had all the fumbles in Tampa Bay, right?
Like, last year he was struggling.
He
a
got
little
sat
bit
down right
too.
Away.
Yeah, but the year before he was good. So I mean, maybe he's streaky. I don't know. And they signed some depth on both sides this year for defense and offense. So
yeah, and then you have like Mike Parsons, who's probably the best defensive player in the league.
Yeah,
arguably one of them. Trayvon Diggs, and then like you said,
they gave him a 5-year extension,
as they should.
Yeah, I think they want him there. That's their player. You know,
he does. You ever notice though, like his stats, he gives up a ton of yards.
Yeah, he's an aggressive player.
Like he's not a good corner, but he's. Like you said, maybe streaky with the interceptions.
But then again, you know, last year we didn't see as many interceptions, but he didn't get thrown to either.
Yeah,
they're avoiding him for a reason.
Yeah, because he's gonna try to catch.
He's aggressive.
He's not
just
trying to knock it down. He's
exactly.
trying to catch it.
Exactly. It's either big play. It's a big play either way.
Yeah.
When you throw it to that side of the field, I think it's either a pick six or it's a long touchdown.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It'd be
I would
a tough
agree with
touchdown.
That. Yeah. Yeah. How about the Giants?
Giants really didn't do a whole lot either in the draft. They got Darren Waller from the Raiders.
Yeah. So who the hell's? Well, I guess we'll go through that next week, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they got a bunch of slot receivers in their room. There's no clear number one. You got Paris Campbell and Jameson Crowder. I think Darren Waller's going to be the number one
Galladay
in this offense.
Yeah.
Galladay is non-existent.
Dude, it's the same as the Colts. They signed a bunch of like weird second, third tier wide receivers.
To try to make them their number one.
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe, I mean, kind of like what you were just saying with Brandon Cooks, too. The Texans were trying to do that with him, and he just wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daniel Jones got a 4-year extension. So
big contract.
That's a huge contract. That was, what, one of the biggest ones of the year?
I think third biggest.
So, yeah.
Then you got Saquon Barkley in the backfield, I mean.
And he got an exclusive rights contract, is what they did with him, which I think is, I read up on it, but I just... Man, it was hard to understand because the one that pulled up for me was the exclusive rights free agent. But it said something about them being at the end of their rookie contract or something like that.
Some like stipulation.
Yeah, and it's like, it makes negotiations easier, I guess, at the end of the contract.
Okay.
Something to do with that. But Jameson Crowder, did you say him?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they got him too. They got a bunch of defensive line players signed in the offseason too, but not much in the O side. So I guess they're confident in their offense and what they can do. You know, they still got Saquon, so we'll see what they're going to be like. But yeah,
they're going to be one of those sneaky teams. Like, they're going to be in a lot of close games, I think.
Do you think Darren Waller does better with them?
I think so.
Because, I mean, I feel like it's a horse apiece, Daniel Jones or Derek Carr, right?
I would say so, yeah. I think being the focal point of the offense, though, I don't think he's going to be able to carry that load like a Travis Kelce can or like Tony Gonzalez used to, that kind of stuff. Like, I don't see that with Darren Waller. Like, he needs to be the second to third option on the play, second option.
Yeah.
That's where he's going to thrive.
Yeah, we'll see how they do, I guess. I don't know. It'll be interesting. The Eagles, how about?
Holy shit, where do you start with these guys, man?
God, dude. This is scary. This is my shoe-in for the Super Bowl, for the NFC.
This is my Super Bowl pick as well.
Yeah. I mean, like...
It's going to be a Buffalo.
Their defense is so fucking good. Like,
and they only got better.
Exactly.
Like, fuck.
They picked up... In the draft, they picked up D-tackle Jalen Carter out of Georgia. Stud. Monster guy. He's like... he's just a big dude. And he's... fast, he's strong. He's going to be a stud. Defensive rookie of the year, probably.
Wow, you went, I suppose, yeah.
Honestly, who else? Other than Will Anderson Jr., maybe. It'll be between those two, I think. Going to be a tough team to beat. Let's see what else they got. They got Marcus Mariota.
He looked pretty rough. I was talking to my buddy, and he said he looked terrible. Absolutely fucking terrible.
I mean, he hasn't looked good for a while. They extended Jalen Hurst 5 years.
As they should. I think he deserved it.
100%. 100%.
They found their quarterback.
And they got running back Rashad Penny.
They also got DeAndre Swift.
Oh, shit. Detroit. That's right. Oof, man.
They're fucking they're
gonna be.
They're
going to be so fast-paced. They're going to be kind of like Kansas City. Like, it's going to be fast-paced. It's going to be fun to watch them this year.
I think the only person Philly really lost was that C.J. Gardner. Gardner Johnson.
Yeah.
That's the only one I think they lost. Like, really?
But Jesus,
they
man.
They reloaded anyways.
What quarterback's going to have time to throw? You got Sweat. You got Carter. I mean, it is so scary. Like, it reminds me of, who was it that had a really good defensive line there? Was it Seattle? When they had the Bennett? Was it the Bennett brother? The one Bennett brother?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
Martellus
Bennett.
Yeah. They had a good line that year. They were scary. But how about the Commanders? This is an interesting team this year.
It is. They got a new quarterback,
mm-hmm.
Jacoby Brissett. He's never been the man really anywhere. He had to do it in Cleveland when Deshaun Watson was gone.
Right.
The receiving core here in this team, though, is really good.
It's solid. Yeah.
You got Terry McLaurin. You got with that Jahad Dotson.
Mm-hmm.
Their own line. Pretty decent O-line. I think that their team is only going to go as far as the quarterback can take them this year. The defense is going to be solid, but the quarterback's going to have to put up at least 22, 23 points a game.
Yeah, I think the defense is going to have to win the games for them.
Yeah, like there's going to be like a special teams play or something that happens there to win.
Yeah, something's going to have to break, like a turnover. Yeah, big turnover deep in, you know, the opposite side. They also have a second-year quarterback that the head coach is really big on, and that's Sam Howell out of UNC, second-year guy. He might actually be the starter.
I find it hard that there's a quarterback battle between Brissett and this guy. You know what I mean? You don't even know who. It sucks.
Yeah, I mean, he played a few games last year, but it wasn't. I don't remember.
Like, there's no better options out there.
Yeah,
has to be.
Right. So they got Eric Bieniemy as the assistant coach and offensive coordinator though too. So that's gonna be a big help.
Have you heard some shit about him though?
No.
Some of the players are complaining that he's too intense.
Oh, fuck yeah, it was him. That okay, yeah, I was reading about that. I forgot that was him. Yeah,
something that he's too intense.
Yeah.
Like, fucking chill out, man.
Damn it, what's their head coach?
Ron Rivera?
Ron Rivera he made a comment and then had to, like, apologize for it. And he looked like a robot up there talking. Like, it was such a, like, pre-written apology. You could tell he was just like, I do not want to fucking do this. I'm gonna make sure they know I'm reading this. Like, you could just see his eyes moving
monotone.
So obvious about it. I kind of liked it, honestly.
I have a feeling he's on his last leg there too.
He's got to win. He's got to have a winning season. If
they don't win this year, he's done.
I think they at least have to have a winning season for them to give him another chance. Because if they get a good quarterback, they could be dangerous.
What I like about Ron Rivera is they call him Riverboat Ron. Mm-hmm. You know, he fucking goes for it. If he's on a last-year deal and he's got to win these games, like, win it or I'm going to lose it or I'm done anyways, he's going to fucking go for some fucking plays.
Yeah, and especially with Bieniemy.
He's going to be playing safe.
Especially as Bieniemy there is offensive coordinator. I mean, it's going to be intense and it's going to be aggressive. So they'll be a fun team to watch, I think. What about their records? Oh, wait, there is one thing I want to talk about. I want to circle back to Cam Dantzler here real quick.
Okay.
They claimed him off of waivers, and then they released him. So something's going on with that guy, because Minnesota released him. And remember, he was one of my favorite corners.
Yeah, he was decent.
For the Vikings last year, like, I thought he was great until he got hurt there, you know. But, like, he had a lot of pass deflections in the first 3-4 weeks there. Yeah, so something's going on there. I think it's some kind of injury that he's, like, rehabbing correctly or something?
But that was something that they'd have to disclose, though.
Right, you would think
so. You can't hide that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he just has a really shitty agent.
Because he wouldn't even be able to be signed. I don't think he couldn't pass physically.
Right, yeah, it's weird. NFC East records, then. What do you got for your fourth one? I got a tie for fourth.
You got a tie for fourth? I have a solid fourth. Got the Commanders ending fourth.
Okay, they're one of mine.
They're going to end 4-13.
Woo! Woo!
It's not going to be good.
I have, okay.
What do you have them at?
8-9.
Fourth place at 8-9.
And the Cowboys at 8-9.
Holy shit.
They're tied for fourth.
Well, I'm just saying that I don't think Jacoby Brissett's your answer. I think Ron Rivera's going to take too many chances.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, you think he's going to take too many. You just don't think the defense is going to be able to
win the game, win enough games.
See, I'm relying heavily on their defense. I'm saying that their defense is going to be so stout that they are able to win them a few games.
I'm giving two of these four wins that I gave them to the defense.
That's the worst record you've had so far, I think, isn't it?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Where do you have the Cowboys at?
Cowboys. I have them in second place.
Really?
This division.
So you have the Giants at third.
Yep. So okay. Dallas can be 12-5, I think.
Dallas can be 12-5?
12-5.
I have them 8-9, tied for fourth with the Commanders. What do you have the Giants at?
I have the Giants at
third
place.
But what do you have the record?
10-7.
Fuck. I have the Giants at 11-6 in second place.
So we got a consensus number one again in this division.
Yeah, what do you have the record, though?
I have Philly going 14-3.
Oof, I got them 15-2.
15-2?
Yeah. I don't see them lose a lot. I think they split or they lose to... I think I had them losing to like Kansas City and... Fuck. can't remember who. I think split with maybe the Giants or
each winning home games or something. Or
yeah,
what?
I can't remember what it was, but yeah. No, maybe it was the Chargers. I have them losing to too for some reason. But yeah, 15-2. I think they could easily go undefeated.
I was thinking easily 14-3. I'm adding in just a loss really? That you don't count on.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
15-2 is definitely a possibility.
14-3, but I could see them going undefeated too. I mean, I could. It's a 50-50. I actually think the Kansas City game, you know, like I was saying with the Bills, was a 50-50 one.
Yeah.
I think it's like 60-40 Eagles for a Kansas City game even. And 70-30 Chargers.
Yeah, dude. I think Philly's just fucking primed to make another Super Bowl run and get it done
this time. I do too. I think they win it this time. Yeah. If Jalen stays healthy. If he gets hurt, they're fucked. Their defense can't win them games, I don't think. Absolutely. I mean, they could, but it's going to be hard. Just like the Commanders. But yeah, that's going to wrap it up for episode 3. And I'll be back next week for the last round of divisional outlooks. And see you then. Peace.
Peace.